Good evening, everyone. First, I wanted to dedicate the shiur this evening, first of all, in memory of my father, whose 22nd yurt site was on the Chav Ches Adar. Also, especially for Refuah Shleima, for everyone who was now suffering with the virus, particular certain members of my family, and Shabbi Refuah Shleima for everyone. I wanted to talk about something that's very... It's a question which I think is probably asked quite often in everyone's home, but I think I would like to introduce a different idea this year. First of all, there is a statement of Maisa by Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elezer. I didn't copy this for this, but we all know this. The Maisa of the five rabbis, Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elezer ben Azai, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfon, Shehayu Mesubim b'nei Brak. They were all together in b'nei Brak doing the Seder. The entire evening they were doing Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. At Shabbat Tamidayim va'Amar Lahem Rabboseinu Higiyas Man Kriyas Shma Shel Shachris. And as we'll see, everyone asks a very simple question. We know that Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Din Midrabbanim, is only up to Chatzos, and it may go a whole night according to certain Manda Amas, but it definitely does not go to Higiyas Man Kriyas Shma Shel Shachris. So the question has to be asked, what were they accomplishing during the evening, after Chatzos? And two, why is it that a Higiyah Zman Kriyashma, does it play a certain role? The next Keta says, Amar Rebbe Elezer ben Azariah. Now the Nusach of the Rambam's Haggadah, and that's also brought down in other sources, the Shibuli Haleket, for example, is Amar Lahem, Rebbe Elezer ben Azariah. It's a conversation that evening. Rebbe Elezer ben Azariah is talking to the five rabbis, and he says, "Hare ani kiven shivim shana. I am like 70 years old. Below zochisi shatei yitzias mitzrayim belaylos, and I was never zocher or to convince the chachamim to say yitzias mitzrayim to have zechiras yitzias mitzrayim at night. Ad shadarsha ben zama shenema lemantizkar." As Yom Tzitzcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecha Hayomim Kol Yemei Chayecha Halelos. That's a, he dashens the pasuk one way, Yemei Chayecha Hayomim during the days, and Kol Yemei Chayecha Halelos. V'chachamim Omri Yemei Chayecha Olam Hazeh Kol Yemei Chayecha Lohavi Limos HaMashiach. The question which you have to ask first of all is, and we'll see in a second, but where did he see in this conversation what happened by this Maisa, according to the Rambam's understanding? What happened, the fact that the five rabbis are sitting around all night talking about Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, and all of a sudden it dawned on him, and he said, this night I was able to prove my point. Where do you see that in the conversation? So that's number one. Number two, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, this is a Mishnah. It's very interesting, by the way. It's different Nusach in the Yerushalmi versus the Bavli. The Yerushalmi has Omar Lahem, and Bavli just has the Mishnah in itself that we have it, of Rebbe Elezer Omer. The problem also, which everyone, this is a classic question, this Keta is talking about the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the evening's mitzvah is Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. So what is this even doing in the Haggadah? So first I want to outline so we understand that there is a tremendous difference. There's a tremendous difference between Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim and Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And page one you have there, it says, V'nira lomar shahachiluk of Zechira l'Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is three things. This is Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. The first answer he gives, Shebeschira ein sorach, ela lahazke la atzma yitzias Mitzrayim. By zechira, all you have to do is when you say Shema, when we're doing zechira yitzias Mitzrayim, you say it to yourself. Avol sipur hu lisaper la acher derosh elo tshuva. Sipur is a conversation between two individuals. Vigata to levincha, between one generation to the next generation. Kiddechsiv hayok yishalcha bincha vigata to lebincha. Haben Shoel, the child asked Manishtana, and Va'av Meshav Avadim Hayinu. Va'afilo hoyu levado, and even if you were by yourself, shoa la'atzmo. There has to be a question and answer. Manishtani keder sipur la'afir. As if you're talking to somebody else. Days. I'm sorry, just one second. I shouldn't answer. The second thing the Reb Chaim says, by Zechira, the mitzvah of Zechira, ain't Sarach al-Hatzka ha-Yitziyim in Mitzrayim Levada. All you have to do is mention it. Avo b'sipur tzarech l'saper kol hishtaushlus b'tzarech l'haske b'gnus u'lisayim b'sheba. But the way you do sipur, all you have to do is Yitziyim Mitzrayim. Oh, there was a time that we were taken out of Mitzrayim. You yotze. Sipur has to be a whole discussion. A whole discussion. Third, v'yonitosav the mitzvah sipur l'saper tamei ha-mitzvahs. Not only this, but you also have to give the rationale. Shalosa halayla, k'mosha kasav ha-mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel hoya omer, kol shela omer gimel devarim eila b'pesach, lo yotze dechavaz. Rabbi Gamliel's famous statement. If you don't give the tamei ha-mitzvahs, you're not yotze when it comes to sipur yitzis mitzrayim. There's a rush. The rush says, I'll tell you something else. Ba yitzis mitzrayim, zechira. Zechira's bepeh. You talk about it. How you mekayim the mitzvah of sipur? Through mitzvahs. You eat matzah. You drink wine. You're leaning. The haseba. All of these things add to an understanding of what's going on. There's another answer, which is given by Reb Chaim. There's a discussion whether Reb Chaim actually said it was only the Torah of the Rusalavechik. But Reb Chaim had said, if you look at the Rambam's Lashon is that we learn, how do we know, just like there's a mitzvah Zohar, Yom HaShabbos, Akacha, when it comes to Shabbos. Over here, we also say Zohar. What does one thing have to do with the other? So Reb Chaim Soloveitchik get it. I'll tell you what it is. But it comes to Sipur, you have to say, this night, the Geula occurred. The Meshech Chachma goes on. He says, I'll tell you something else about Zechira. Zechira is a tolda. Zechira is an outgrowth of Sipur. So much so, if you look at page 2, this is an Amma by the start. This is an unbelievable statement. We don't pass in this way, but just the theory. The soul is from Mincha. Sefer says as follows. That what happens if someone is bar mitzvah after Pesach? Od mecharisham de benase ben yirgimel belayla sha'achara Pesach. Betes zayin nisan. Lo mechuyiv kol hashana behaskaros yitzias mitzrayim. The entire year. He is not chayiv to say the Pope, the third parsha of Tzitzis. Not chayiv to say it. It's a derivative of Sipur. So you see that it's the mitzvah of Zechira, the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, telling the story. Zechira, remembering that it occurred, two separate mitzvahs. What does it have to do with the Seder? Why is it being brought down this evening? There's another major, major nafgamina. If you look at page 3, the Rambam does not count, you see, he has the 613 mitzvahs, the Tayag mitzvahs. So he mentions Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, but he doesn't count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim as one of the mitzvahs. Why should that be? We know it's a mitzvah. Why doesn't he count it? Shomati min pi Abba Mori b'shem Rabbeinu HaGadol. So the Rav is writing. This is from the Shiurei of Rav Soloveitchik that he gave in memory of his father. And he says, I remember my father told me in the name of my grandfather, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, according to this Mishnah, which we just quoted, Nechleku hatanoim maskirim yitzias mitzrayim belaylos. There is a machlokas whether you're maskir yitzias mitzrayim at night, and the chachamim say you don't, and the Rabbi Lezman Azariah says he does, and they have this whole drush, and one is to the exclusion of the other. He said, if we paskin like the chachamim, which he said maybe we do, Rambam's paskin the chachamim to meaning that it's not going to a mitzvah when? In the Yemei HaMashiach. So the first answer Reb Chaim gave is that the Rambam only enunciates mitzvos which are l'netzach netzachim, even what's going to be in the time of Mashiach. This is not going to be in the time of Mashiach, so he didn't bring it down as a mitzvah. But the second rationale, which she gives on page 4, is a little bit more appropriate from here. And this also, I want to understand pshat. Again, you see, al kain lomana harambam betur mitzvus miyuchedus b'minyan taryag. The Rambam doesn't mention this. Why? Ki halo nechlelesi b'mitzvahs kriyishma. How do you mekayim the mitzvahs zechiras yitzias mitzrayim the whole year? By the third parsha in kriyishma. V'kabolas o malchus shomayim. When you're makabel o malchus shomayim through the enunciation of zechiras yitzias mitzrayim, that's how you mekayim the mitzvah. It's not mentioned because, in a sense, it doesn't exist on its own. It exists as a part of another mitzvah. So that's another distinction between Zechira and Sipur. The question which you have to ask, so in this particular answer, is why doesn't it exist on its own? So again, my first question basically is, why should it be? Why should it be that it's mentioned? You know, Rav Soloveitchik gave a shiur. I wasn't there. I recall exactly why I wasn't. I think it was in 1976. And my father, for the first time, went to a shiur, and I was supposed to go with him, but I was sick with the chicken pox. So I wasn't able to go. My father came back that evening. He was so enamored. He never met the Rav until then. He never heard a shiur. And the Rav's shiur at that evening was about the 9 different aspects of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. He kept me up all night just to go over it and over it. He wrote it down in one of his, I think, little matchbooks and here and there, just little things, little notes that he had all over. So there are many, many differences between the Sipur and the Zechira. So why? It's a real question which I'm trying to understand, I'm grappling with. Why is it mentioned in the Haggadah this evening? Moreover, Amar Lahem, there's something in the conversation. There's something because they had Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim the entire evening, that's what convinced him that he was correct, that he was right, he was correct, that we should say Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. And that's what I want to focus on. What is it that he saw? What is the difference? So let me begin, first of all, why did they stay? Actually, I want to go to page number 8. I'm sorry, we'll come back to it. But if you look at page number 8, just again, the question is another question too, which I brought up. Why was it always, why did they go the whole night? Here, Hiksha Maran Haris, this is Reb Yitzchak Zev Halevi Soloveitchik. This was the son of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. His brother was Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, the father of the Rav. Hiksha Maran Haris, the Griz, Amai Isku B'mitzvah Sipur Yisrael Adzman Kriyishma. He gives one answer. Not going to dismiss that. I just want you to see the answer, and then I want to, because you appreciate that I'm not coming from this aspect whatsoever. Harei zman kriyishma hi b'shas neitzachama k'di isa b'brachas des. When is this? This is later on, kriyishma. It's after alos ha'shachar. U'mitzvah sipur mitzrayim eina el ad alos ha'shachar. It only goes into alos ha'shachar. So they're even learning sipur yitzias mitzrayim after the zman. Viteritz, and he gave the answer, the b'mitzvah sipur yitzias mitzrayim nechlal gam limud halachas ha-pesach. Yes, the Tosefta says that on top of it being a mitzvah of sipur, of telling all the nisim and the flows, there's also a mitzvah of studying, of learning the halachas of Pesach. Kimavur b'tosefta. V'imken yeshloma d'hanach tanayim osku b'hilchas ha-pesach u'mevad shekim b'mitzvah sipur yitzias mitzrayim. Kimu gam mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Okay, in other words, they were doing 2 mitzvahs at one time, and when the first mitzvah finished of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, or Talmud Torah, as the Rav explained in his 9 aspects of the Haggadah, he said, Talmud Torah is an aspect of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nevertheless, when they were finished with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, they continued until the time of Kriya Shema, because until the time of Kriya Shema, that's when you're Mevatel learning Talmud Torah in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. That's his chiddush. Still, what's bothering me is there's something deeper. Can you learn something else? The fact that, again, what bothers me again, Higiya Zman Kriya Shema, focusing on, again, we have the notion of Kriya Shema. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, you're Mekayim through Kriyishma. And here they stop doing the Sipur or whatever mitzvah they were accomplishing at this time when Zaman Kriyishma began. Okay, so let's go back now, back to page 5. And this is from the Rinat Yitzchak Sirotskin. He quoting the Nesivus. The Nesivus in the Perush Lahagada. Heyer Masha Kosa Mitzvah Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Dechol Hashana. So, Yitzias Mitzrayim Zechira, remember, that's a din of the entire year. So, according to the Chachamim, we say it's only during the day, and according to Ben Zomer, it's also at nighttime. Hinei, in that second paragraph, Hinei Bebircha, in the bracha later on, the bracha that we say in the Haggadah, Asher Goalanu, Leficha Chomrim, Hotzienu Mi'avdos Lecheiros. We use the Lashon, Mi'avdos Lecheiros, and then we say, Mishiba Lega'ula. Why do we use it? You know, I hang to have a very good friend, Oliver Shon, who's also his Yahrzeit is just a few days ago. I think it was Zion, Aches, Nisan, or Jacob Rubenstein. And whenever he spoke, he always spoke in threes. Gave three examples. Actually, he was one of the individuals who came for an interview here in West Hempstead. I had driven him to Milty Cohn's house when he had the... an interview here with some kind of proba, whatever it was. But here the question, which is it beautiful, is like, it says one thing, me'avdos l'cheiros, mishiba l'g'ula. It's very nice verbiage, but why do you have to repeat? Why two ideas? So Reb Chaim, again we're going to Reb Chaim, de'be'aved iko trei inyone avdos. And here we're going to begin to focus on the point that I'm trying to elaborate this evening. By Eved, there are two ideas. Number one, there's an Eved of a shame Eved. This is who you are. I'm a shame Eved. It's a slave. It's a slave mentality, and that's your personality. In Yoni Avdus Chad Din Be Eved Atzmo Shechobo Chalos Begufo De Mikre Eved. Notice, this is what defines you. The Av Gishenu Ove Bepol Abalev, and even at times when he's not working for his master, and put it this way, even when he's not actually now being an Eved at this moment, but still he has the idea that he's an Eved. You know, it says, Vayhi b'shalach paro. We say, what do you mean, Vayhi b'shalach paro? Avadim hagino leparo b'mitzrayim. Why do we say that? He wasn't just a paro, it's everyone. No, they were meshubat to paro. They had no individual personality. They subjected themselves, and that's who they were. It's almost like Lahavdil, but maybe not. I remember this. It's like yesterday. I think it was in 1980. Yeshiva University sent me on a counterpoint to South Africa. That was in the day of apartheid, and it was like a very different world, just a very different. Anyone who did not come from South Africa, hasn't been there, you just can't even notice it. And I remember... I remember once I met, the people I was staying at. I don't remember if it was right there or it was somebody else. Now, I think it was on a trip that we took somewhere, and I was talking to one individual. And I asked him a question, how do you do something? And the individual turned to me, and he said, I'm stupid. I don't know how to do this. You do it. And it stayed with me. That's what he's saying. There was a rosham just hit me, like, how can you say that about yourself? There's a Kenyan Evan. There's a shame Evan. This is who you are. V'odin in avdos ika shemeshuba ladona va'ovelo avshem begufot kila even. Ube mitzrayim you had to wait. There's one that you, it's a shame, and one is the fact, what do you do for a living? I work for him. I work for him for a pay. Mavan shahayim meshubadim bepol laparo gam hayilahem din eved begufam. And the raya, how do I know this is, why this is true? Moshom laparo amar harayatem b'shutzchem. Paro's already saying to him, he wants him out. Hiskul paro tzivuch l'shavar. Hayisam avdi avdo akshav harayatem b'nei charim. You used to be my slaves. Now you're b'nei charim. Harayatem, you're in your own rishus. Umidu amar lo moshe leimo harayatem b'rishuschem hu lashon shichra mavur tekodem l'chein hoyil hem din avodim. Okay. So what is he? What is Reb Chaim trying to say over here? There were two aspects of the Yavdus. You have two lashonos. There was the lashon of Mishiba the Geula Me'avdus L'Cheiras. Two Geulas happened that evening. Look at the next column. That the mitzvah of Zechira, this is very fascinating chiddush. The mitzvah of Zechira that we talk all the time is Zechira HaYetzira Mehashibud Bepoel Shehaya B'Yom. When did the Geula begin? When did the Geula begin? They didn't leave Mitzrayim until the morning. And when is our mitzvah? Just think about it. When is the mitzvah? The mitzvah of Sipur is before Chatzos. Chatzos is really the beginning of the Geula. We even start the whole mitzvah even before the Geula occurs. So Reb Chaim is going to say there were two Geulas. There's the Geula of nighttime. Which one is that? You're no longer an Eved. You don't have a shame Eved anymore. You're an Eved to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But now you're no longer a shame Eved. Yes, you're working for Paro. Look, v'hinei zeh lashona, just to appreciate him that I want to make a comment. Hamedrash tehillim lo Yisrael nis'abdu b'mitzrayim, umdu Moshe v'aram b'galam. They were slaves in Mitzrayim, and they were Goel. Moshe took them out. Think about it. This is also going to explain why Moshe is not mentioned in the Haggadah. Very different shot of why not. Chazru v'nis'avda b'Babel. So later on, what happened? Yeah, they got out. He mentions that later on, the Medrash says, so after the Churban Habayis, what happened? So they were avodim to Babel. V'nidgagul ayideh chanani mishol v'azariah. Chazru v'nis'avda l'yavon. Then he went to Yavon. Amr Yisrael nisyaganu nigolim v'chozun v'nishtadim ein onim avakshim. Over and over, they're becoming slaves. Sheyalun abasav adam me'ata el ha-kodesh baruch hu. We don't want anyone to take us out but the kodesh baruch hu. Hare de geulas Mitzrayim, you see, by the redemption of Mitzrayim, hoyadeh Moshe v'aharon. And there it seems to say, in this medrash, who took us out? Moshe v'aharon. What are we saying there, Haggadah? Vayotziyenu Hashem Mitzrayim lo yedei malach, v'lo yedei shliach, ela kadosh baruch hu b'chvodo uva'atzmo. Right? So why is the Medrash saying that Moshe Rabbeinu took us, Moshe Aaron took us out? We say in the Haggadah, the kadosh baruch hu did. What? Ulam. So what is the idea? It's beautiful. He's saying is, yes, what the Haggadah is talking about is the Geula of the Shame Eved. The Geula of the Shame Eved. Taking away from them, no longer they had a personality. There were four different Geulas that were given. Hotseitziv, Lekachti, Ga'alti. What were the four Geulas? The final Geula was what? The final Geula, we say, is that we now had a Geula of what, when he started Paro, all of a sudden is referring to Klal Yisrael, not as Am Yisrael, but as Bnei Yisrael. They received their own individual personality. This Geula of at nighttime was what? This Geula at nighttime was something which could never be taken away from us. Hinei HaRambam, the paragraph later, HaRambam B'Sefer HaMitzvos Mana Rak Mitzvos Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Lel Pesach. He's going to give a very different rationale than what the Reb Chaim says. Lo Mana Mitzvos Achiris Yetzias Mitzrayim Kol HaShana. Why not? Hinei Maran HaGrach gave his answer, and he quotes it. V'lo Yomra Od Chai HaShem, he quotes the whole thing and goes to the bottom of it. Ulam, look at the next paragraph, but he offers it a very beautiful, the Ulam. Lefi ha-mavua techilak mitzvah sipa yitzisrayim b'leil tasvav me mitzvah zechiras mitzrayim. The whole year, the mitzvah zechiras l'schar ha-yitzira mishibud b'po. The whole year, what are we talking about? The physical taking out. Shehoya ayidei Moshe v'Aaron. and mitzvah Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim of that night, Lisbor HaYitziyim Me'avdus L'cheres Hoysa B'leil Tesvav, B'shas Makas B'choros, Aydei HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvodo U'v'atzmo Osi Shapir. Because that, and this is just, I want you to focus, I mean, just to think about it. Our mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, when we sit down at the Haggadah, is before the Zaman of the Geula. We're doing everything before Chatzos. You're supposed to be finished before Chatzos. Eating the carbon Pesach before Chatzos. Hallel before Chatzos. And that's before Makas Bechoros. The Makas Bechoros is the beginning of the Geula that the Kaddish Baruch Hu did. What was that, the Geula that gave individuality to Klal Yisrael? I just want to focus on that and then show you what, to bring it out to a different, really to an elaboration of Zipshah, but something different. I mentioned this a few days ago when I was giving a shiur on this, but I recall Rabbi Kellermer had mentioned this. This goes back, I don't know, 25 years. It was some kind of, I think it was the first time that a few Hasidic Jews were caught. It was a very Bechel Hashem. They were caught selling drugs. And I remember Rabbi Kellermer's sermon was saying, how could this be? How does a Jew do this? How does a Hasidic Yid, how does he do something like this? And he quoted from Parshas Bereishis, Ha'isha shanasatali, Ha'isha, the woman, her name is Chava, right? What is he? The woman. Why don't you call her name Chava? Took away her total personality. Just this idea of just like, this idea is that what the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're my Eved. I'm giving you purpose in life. You know, we've gone through, no matter what we go through, this concept has to always remain. So and now I want to develop this idea. I want to focus on the question of why is Sipur happening before the entire Geula itself? And simultaneously, once I can figure out why it's happening before, it could also explain to us Amar Lahem. What did he prove to them? What did he see in the aspect of Sipur that convinced them that there must be a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim at night? So, turn to page 9. This is a piece from Avraham Friedman. I think it's, and the way, by the way, the way it's spread out, he wrote this perish on the Haggadah. He wrote this as if it was writing a Gemara, and then all the different perushim on the side, and they have a picture of his handwriting. It's beautiful. On this piece, look at, it's on page 9 on the paragraph, the Al-Kain, Luvara Inyan, it's the third paragraph. And it seems to go into left field, but it's a magnificent idea. Amar Rebbe Elazar, Shmuel, the story of Shmuel and Eli HaKohen. Shmuel was Mora Halacha lefnei Rabba. Shmuel was being Mora Halacha in front of his Rebbe, in others in front of Eli. Vayishchetu es hapar vayaviu es hanar el Eli. He was going to shecht the par, the Eli HaKohen. Karul HaKohen, he said, I want to get a Kohen. Call a Kohen, have him shecht the par. Chazina Shmuel to have him a hadri bosa Kohen, the Mishkat. Shmuel saw, what were you going to hear a Kohen? Why are you going to a Kohen? Amar lahu shechitas bizark sheira. You don't need a Kohen. A Yisrael can shecht in the beginning of Karbonos. You don't need to have it. Aisul l'kami de Eli amalei minola. And so Eli said, how do you know that? Amalei miksev v'shachar ha-kohen. Doesn't say v'shachar ha-kohen. The psukim say v'krivu ha-kohenim. The hakrava from Kabbalah's Adam and Ein, after the Shechita, that's when the Kohanim take over. So amalei mei m'shapa karmen. Very good. Shmuley. Very good pshat. You're right. However, your mora halacha b'fnei rabo, the chol hamora halacha b'fnei rabo is chayiv mesa. You're not allowed to paskin in front of your Rebbe. You chayiv misa. What's next? Hikshu hamafarshim. And then he goes on, he says, you know, this is not so simple. The Rambam understands this very late Kohen. Why did he think? What was Shmuel saying? If they're wearing the begadim, they're wearing the clothing of the Kohen. And if you're going to wear the begadim, the clothing of a Kohen at a time, when you're not chayiv and part of doing the avoda, then you're chayiv mesa. So, of course, what is the question? So, what was he doing? Lefrushay. La'afrushay me'avera. That's what Shmuel was doing. Shmuel felt that what Eli was doing, he would be chayiv misa, and he wanted to save him from it. And this is based on a machloket between Rambam and Tosfos. V'hikshu ha'mefarshim l'shitas ha'Rambam. According to the Rambam, who says that a kohen shalavash bigdei kahuna shalo be'idan avoda milkei locking. If the avoda puts on his, if the kohen puts on his begadim and is not during the time of doing the karban, he gets malchus. But only when you're doing the avoda. What is the shechita, by the way? Shechita may not be part of the avoda, but what is it? It's a hachana, right? It's the first step in order to do the karban. The Rambam held that first step, the hachana aspect, this is how he's explaining it, the hachana, the beginning step, is not part of the mitzvah. And therefore, the Kohen can't be involved. Eli seems to hold like Tosfos. And Tosfos holds, no, the hachana is part of the mitzvah. It is part of the mitzvah. Sounds like from left field. But let me show you how he uses it, which is a magnificent. Turn to page 11. It's magnificent. Vihine. Lefize Yeshloma Demanda Omar Mesaprin Yitzias Mitzrayim Belelos. Mishum Desverile Kisvaras HaRamba Tehachonis HaMitzvah HaVagamkein Bechlal HaMitzvah. I'm going to change his words just a little bit, but I think the idea also, I remember hearing, I forget his name, of a certain Rebbe that from when my days in Yeshiva, but the idea is that the Hachonah, you're speaking about the Hachonis HaMitzvah, the beginning part of a mitzvah is part of the mitzvah itself. What was the beginning part of the mitzvah of Sipur? Im kein hochinami, hascholas ha-geula havi kaguf ha-geula. The very beginning of the geula is the geula itself. V'havi ke'ila negala belayla. V'alkei mesabin siyas Mitzrayim belayla. But let me ask you, hascholas ha-geula started when? When did it start? Started at 12 o'clock. It started at Chatzos. At Makas Becharos. It doesn't start at Seis. And yet, we are doing the Sipur from Seis. What is happening at Seis? Umanda Arma de Ein Mesapin Yetzias Mitzrayim Belayla. The fish is very like a Shita as a Rabbi Yehosef. Das Cholos HaMitzvah Lo Havi Kemitzvah. But who are the Nats Cholos HaGeula Lo Havi Geula? There's no reason to talk about it at night time. We didn't get out to it during the day. Hinei kosav ho-harizal. The Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, and this is just beautiful, and I'll expand on the whole idea. The Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah hoya gilgal Shmuel. This is a medrash. This is a famous accepted medrash that Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, what is he? Hare ani kiven? Yuchashana. Shmona, 18 years. How old was the Navi of Shmuel when he passed away? He was 52. Shmuel HaNavi Shachai 52 years. V'zeh sho'amah Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Harei ani kiven shivim shana. Kibi osa shah. At that moment he was 18 years old. As the Gemara explains that. V'hashta, now, shapa yavua. What was Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah? Shahaya Gilgul Shmuel Haya Metzdar al Shahara Halacha Bifnei Rabo. He was like, well, sorry, why? In other words, he was a Gil. Why was I Mara Halacha in front of my Rebbe Eli? And I'm Chayiv Misa. Ve'ein lo matahavi lafrusha meisur, but you can't say lafrusha meisura because, you know, I love when they do this, but, you know, kavyochal, as you could say, he held like the Rambam and you had like Tosfos. So, if you're holding like the Rambam is a pretty good posek, you don't have to go by Tosfos. He went by the Rambam, Eli, and you held like Tosfos, or just the opposite. Hare akocha tzarech loma kivin de hutra hutra. And none, however, la'acha shirosha maskirin yitzias mitzrayim belailos. La'acha tzarech loma da'ascholos la'ge'ula ke'ge'ula having. I'll tell you what I think, or to use, I'm borrowing this idea to explain what is Amar Lahem. Amar Lahem. What are you doing? Your whole night, you're talking about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. What are you talking about before the Geula? Before the physical Geula. Before it all happened. And what does that prove to me? It was the Amuna. The unbelievable Amuna about the relationship of Klal Yisrael and the Kaddish Baruch Hu. That was the Haschala of the Geula. Amar Lahem, you proved something to me. A whole night, you were learning in Sipur. And then I'm going to add, why does it go to Ad Yitzias Mitzrayim? Higiya Zaman Kriyishma. Amar Lahem, Rabbi Lezer ben Azarya, the Haschala of Geula. You know what the Iker of Geula is? To have an Amunah Shalema about the relationship between Bnei Yisrael and the Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's the Haskalah. In the darkest of moments, balelos, in night, at the nighttime. And that's why in Kabbalah Sol Malchus, and we'll develop this through in the Siva Shalom, and that's why it says, Higiyazman Kriyashma, and it's saying again the Kriyashma. Because the ultimate of Kabbalah Sol Malchus, not something I'm accepting about the mitzvahs. I'm accepting upon myself to be a Shomer Torah mitzvahs. Yes, that's Kabbalah Sol Malchus. Kabbalah Sol Malchus is the belief of the relationship between one and the other, between the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Look at page 12. Also, this is the Nesiva Shalom. The Gemara Pesacha my Ganus. We have what do you have to do? The Gemara says, you have to baschil beGanus or Messiah b'Shevach. You have to start talking about something which the Ganus, meaning the unfavorability of the fact that how low we were, and end up with the Shevach. Rav says, Metchila of the Avodah Zarah Yavaseinu v'Asher Karev Nehamakam LaAvodaso. Rav says you have to start saying, first we, by the way, we're over the Avodah Zarah. And then we became from. Shmuel Amar Avadim Hayinu L'Par B'Mitzrayim. And he said, no, talk about the Avodim. B'yeshlomer B'tama Inyan Shemasra B'Gnus. He says, why? Why? Why is it important? Lama Lo Hisra Miyad Mehashavach She'achsav Keiranu Hamakna V'Rah. Just start. Listen, you don't have to, why do you have to mention Gnus? The whole goal is the fact of how we succeeded. My hagnus sha'avadim hayinu. Hareze hoisek ezeira mekadosh baruch hu. What is the gnus that we were avadim? We didn't do anything wrong. God sent us into, made us avadim. And that we saw from the mekadosh baruch hu, b'vriz ben abasarim v'lo hoya al chet. Mishum she'ein ikar mitzvah sipur yitzias metrayim hala osos v'aneflos. That's not the ikar of the evening. To talk about all of these miracles that God did for us. Sha'asu yimara kadosh baruch hu. Ela, al shabachar banu b'yitzias mitzrayim, lehiyosa am nevchar. The ikar of the evening is that God chose us. Lochein maschil b'gnus lahor shezeh shabachar banu, lo hayom itoch shahayin re'uyim. You know what the key element is? You know why you start with gnus? We were on the 49th level of Tumah. We didn't accomplish anything. And in fact, the reason why he's taking Bechipazon, because if any one more minute, we would have been like the Mitzrim. We would have been just like the Mitzrim. The Maharam in Prague says the reason why you went down to Mitzrayim, because God wanted to show you, by the way, little Yidden, I want to show you, see, the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, are the lowest of low, Mukashchen, any to'eva you have in this world, you're going to find in Egypt. And you could become just like them. And he come unto the 49th level of Tumah, that means we're almost gone. They would have totally lost. If he didn't take us, that's what the Baal HaGadah said. If he didn't take us out, we've been lost forever. Because we would have been just like everyone else. We wouldn't have been unique. So why did God take us out? Mitosha hayuruyim, v'rak b'havaso b'chabanu b'chines rotzon ulamala mikol asibos. Because of a love, it is a love not based on rationale, a love that Kadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. She'ein tam beratzon. There's no rationale behind it. Aval im ha'isa bechira be'esha ha'iru'uyim. But if the reason why he took us out would have been because we were ra'i for it, so then when we're no longer ra'uyim, im kein ha'yizeh bechira ava taluya b'dara, it would have been a love that's tully. It was because it's based on one aspect of our character. If we lost that character, she'bat adava b'la ava be'ena hava nitzchis. So then we would have been lost. That's the mitzvah of Zechira. What did he show to him? The whole mitzvah of Zechira, let me put it differently. And I say this every year, because the Rav used to say, he said, I never understood the Haggadah until he went through the Netziv. And he's right, because every time I go through this, our Haggadah is the Haggadah of Golus. It's the Haggadah of Golus. What do you start with? What do we start off saying? This is the matzah that we ate in Mitzrayim. First of all, invite anyone who wants to come. Anyone who wants can come join us. Well, we're definitely not saying that this year. But you never say that. What do you mean? You're starting in the Seder. The door is locked. No one's inviting at that point. What are you saying? It's not true. Anyone wants to come eat with us. And in fact, we know the difference during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. So you had to invite whoever you were going to invite to your Seder, whoever was going to be part of the Karban Pesach. They had to tell them before. There are no surprises. But we say that, you know, the first year my father, I remember, Elav Shalom said to me, I never understood it then, but I understood it years later. So he said, the first Pesach, we got married in March, and the first Pesach, he says, you have to come to us for the Seder. I always was suspect of any of the minhagim of my in-laws. I always thought they were making it up. But later on, I used to buy all these svarim, as you see. I had to find a source for all of these minhagim. Sure enough, I found a source. So where's his source? Where's the source that, oh, the first year, I got to go to my in-laws? So the truth is, it's a Mishnah. Mishnah says the first year, what happens if the husband shucks the carbon, having in mind that his wife is going to be eating with him, and the father does it, saying, of course they're coming to me. Because the first year, the minhag was to go to the father of the bride. So, what is the idea here? Is that this is saying, this idea of a kol dichmin yesev yechol, we're pointing out, this is the Haggadah of Golus. This is the Haggadah, not that we did when we were in the Beis HaMikdash. The Netziv points out those are very different. In fact, the answer that Rabbi Gamliel gives is different than the answer that's in the Mishnah. Why? Because in Mishnah, the Mishnah was talking during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. You saw Nisim in the flows every single day. It's easy to believe in the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Why? How do you believe in the Kaddish Baruch Hu in Golus in the darkest of nights? We, Baruch Hashem, somehow we find it difficult, even this year, we find it difficult. We don't find it anywhere near as difficult as our parents and our ancestors. We have Baruch Hashem, we have Medinat Yisrael. It's hard for us to, we see the Kaddish Baruch again. We feel like he's part of our lives. For thousands of years, imagine the Jew, every single year, when he said, V'hishe amdala v'seinu, shel echa bilvar amdala v'cha v'seinu, shebechol davadar, right? Kaddish Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyadam. The sense of emunah that a person has to have. The difficulty the difficulty of that. And that's our Haggadah, is the Haggadah of Golus. And the Haggadah of Golus is talking to the Jew. How is the future Geula going to happen? How? How does it start? So, but how did Rebbe Lesser say, why were you doing Sipur? Why are you talking about Sipur a whole night before the Geula? Because the key element is Amunah in the relationship between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, he says, now I understand why Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim must also be at night, not only during the day. Why? Not simply is it Amunah, but what aspect of the Amunah? What aspect of it? This aspect. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ahava for us is Ein Tali B'Davar. It's something which is always there. And by the way, it says, by Sfira, he's wrote this on Mimachras HaShabbos. Why does it say Mimachras HaShabbos when it comes to Sfira HaOmer? It would have been a lot easier. Right? We wouldn't have had all these problems with the Tzedukim, then they would start doing Shavuos later on. Why Mimachras HaShabbos? Just like by Shabbos, we don't do anything. Shabbos happens on its own. Every week, that's it, nothing to do. When it comes to all the other Yom Tovim, we determine when Rosh Chodesh is. Right? I guarantee you, this was during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and we had this virus. I'm sure they would have postponed Pesach for another month. It's impossible. How could we everyone get together and if we had a Beis HaMikdash, it would have been Nisan or Fos. But Mimachlis HaShabbos is saying, just like by Shabbos, everything was there, nothing to do with us, so by Pesach. Same thing by Pesach. That the Pesach began because of the love the Kadosh Baruch Hu has for us. Keneged Arba Banim, I would like to say as follows, the final page on page 13. There are two ways to look at Keneged Arba Banim. Keneged Arba Mamish, there are four Banim. You have the Chacham, and you have the Rasha, the Tam, She'eni Yodei Elishol. I would like to say, and I don't think it's my pshat, I didn't find it this year, but I'm sure I heard this from other elsewhere. We're all four people. We're all four children. It all depends, you know, if someone studies Tanya, the first beginning of Tanya, there is the Rasha, the Tzaddik. In a sense, we're all Rasha'im, and we're all Beinanim, and we're all Tzaddikim, but we go through the day. What is a Rasha? Look at the HaBen HaRasha, how he looks at it. I think also, if you're dealing with children also, I think there's a reason for Yigadah to Levincha. I think there's also a reason why the entire mitzvah is talking about from one generation to another generation. It's also to teach us pedagogically and also to teach us what it means to be a parent. Just as the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us, without having any rationale of why to love us, it's the same thing that we have to have with our children. We love our children because they're our children. They don't have to do anything. You know, the baby comes out, they're cute for the first moment. We love our children because that's who they are. And we have to learn from this love from us to our children and also the love from the Kadosh Baruch Hu to us and vice versa. HaBen Rasha, Shoel. Boa Abdus Hazos Lachem. In Yano, Kemosha Kosim, Arame Kurbil. Zechusu Yagi Aleinu. Atu Berishia. Askin, what are you talking about, Berishus? What does that mean? Elisha Emnam, who Ovidus Hashem. He is also an Ovid Hashem. And that's why I'm saying this is not just the Russia. Even with us, he says, every individual, what is the Russia? I work and all of a sudden I fall down. I come close to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Next day, I fall into a depression or I just don't do the mitzvah the next time the way I did it firstly. What do you accomplish? I can't accomplish it. You seem to be on a much higher level than me. He's filled with the Yetzer. How can I be over Hashem? If you were there, you wouldn't have been Goel. Why? Gam anu shekuim hayinu b'mitzrayim. Listen, Tatala. What you're saying to ourselves? Do you know why we had to talk about maskil b'ginus? those people, the Dor HaMidbar, they're in the 49th level of Tuma. Sharei Tuma, you're nowhere near there. V'rach mikoa shehizkatanu v'lo hizyashnanu migulas hanefesh. We didn't give up. The Dor HaMidbar didn't give up. They still believed in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And moreover, they believed in themselves. God gave them the ability to believe in yourself. When you lose that ability, then you have lost forever. Im geulas haguf higanu adkan. Ve'ilu hoya sham lo hoya niga machmas etzem hayeish hazeh shebo. You wouldn't have been going, not because God wouldn't have taken you out, but you gave up. You didn't believe in this ahava, the love that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has for every single Jew. O.J. Shloma ka'amur, delo b'rashi yaskinen el shalom ma'minim ba'ashem chas v'shalom, ela she'enam ma'minim b'koach ha'tomer v'nelam b'shores nishamos b'nei Yisrael. It's not, it's unbelievable, it's not that you don't believe in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You don't believe in the neshama of the Jew. You don't believe in your own neshama. The first lesson, when Moshe Rabbeinu met the Kadosh Baruch Hu, what does he do? Hasneh einenu ukal. He meets him, and the bush is not being burnt. Why isn't it being burnt? Rav Soloveitchik says something, the Siva Shon, they both have said something very, very similar. What does he say? The first thing, he said, Moshe, you want to be a Rebbe? Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to be a Rebbe. Your key is to be a Rebbe, not to be a Goel, not to be a Melech. It's Moshe Rabbeinu. Do you want to be a Rebbe? Do you want to be a teacher? Do you want to be able to give Torah from one generation to another generation? There's one thing you have to know. Hasna einena ukal. Inside the burning bush is rest in the Shema of the Jew. There's always, there is a fire around it. For whatever reason, that fire prevents ourselves from discovering that neshama, to realize our greatness. The job of a Rebbe is to show him the neshama of the Yid is still, the Jew is still there. It's inside of you. No one can take that away. That was the geula of Mitzrayim. That was the geula at night. That was the geula of the permanent geula that the Kadosh Baruch Hu came out. That's the geula. Once you have that idea of that geula, Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim is before that happened, because you have to accept upon yourself that even in the darkest of times, Kadosh Baruch Hu hasn't forgotten us. Asher gam be'eis shekum be'mem tes shari tuma lo dach nitzos elokem imal shekir. But God never left us. V'ner echa terem kibo. Never. Ba'al zeh hakeshinav. What does that mean? Wake him up. Ki zeh me'ikari hemuna sheyehudim mechuyim lahamid ki ha'kodesh baruch ha'bonim bonim mikol amin. You have to believe this, that God chose us. V'shochen itam afilu betoch tumasam. You're never lost. As far away as you have run, as far, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is with you. V'ilo ha'yisham l'ho'yin nigal. Why? Rak b'koach ha'amuna hazos nigala v'senim b'mitzrayim. And v'rak b'koach ha'amuna hazos atidin higal. When we have this amuna, that's how the next geula will occur. And the next side, v'yesh levara od omro b'ven rasha l'fisha hotzi atzmam naklo. You took yourself out of Klal Yisrael. Al pi mashakasa b'noam elimelech ki yesh olam hanikra kol Yisrael v'olam ahu shalom b'blem. There is a world of the Jew. The Knesset Yisrael has no pagam, has no blemish in it. Sharaka yechidim chotim lo. Yeah, individuals are chotim. Aval haklal, but the general, but Klal Yisrael, the Knesset Yisrael, who below chait who pagam. V'harasha shoel, mohavoda hazos lachem. What is he? Mohavoda hazos lachem. Loshen rabam. Lomatem ochlim es ha-pesra dafka b'chaburo uva'achtos. Why do you, a dafka, eating a Pesach together? Why don't you eat by yourselves? V'lomi yev shilakayim kolecha b'fnei atzmo. Why can't everyone do it on their own? V'lo leschadim klal Yisrael. And that's what we say to Russia. You would not have been Yisrael. You have to be part of Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? You have to be, you're part of this great movement. You're part of this great people. You're part of a notion that the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves all of us. That is the great emunah that you're supposed to have in this evening. So my questions were, why was it mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim? What is the whole idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why does it have to be mentioned? What do you mean, Omer Lahem? Why does he have to say to them at this moment, Omer Lahem? It tells the five rabbis. Now I know proof to what I'm saying. V'higiyah l'zman kriyashma, it was the whole night until zman kriyashma. What was it trying to accomplish? What was it trying to accomplish? Is he saying, Rabosai, look at you. You do Sipa Yitzis Mitzrayim even before the mitzvah, before the geula happened. Why? And who were these five rabbis? They were in the times. It was after the Churban Habayis. This is times right before, the failed rebellion of Bar Kokhba. This is in the darkest of times. And it's as if he's saying to Rabbi Akiva, oh, you, Rabbi Akiva, when you went to the base of the Harabayas and you saw Shu'alam Holchaba, you saw that the foxes were worried, you started laughing. You started laughing. Why were you laughing? Mara says, because he says, oh, if this part of the Nevuah failed, already accomplished, then the next part is going to happen. There's going to be a future Gula. And he says, exactly, Rabbi Akiva. That's exactly true. Because that Amunah, that I'm where you are in today, that Amunah that you have in today's moment, no matter where it is, no matter what Matzav that you are in today, is the realization that the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves you b'chol kvodo v'atzmo. It had to be the Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out at night. He had to take it. It had to be the Kadosh Baruch Hu taking us out at night. No one else. That's a permanent. It's a permanent geula. What was the permanent geula? That you're always part of Klal Yisrael. You're part of Am Yisrael. You're part of Nation Yisrael. You're part of this great idea that the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. He can't part with us. It's an Ahava that no one can understand. We can't explain it. You can't explain what is this love? What do you love me for? Why am I? And Beinenu, Beinu Atzmeinu, and then some of us in the last few weeks, you rip your heart and say, what are we doing, Klal Yisrael? How do you act in a certain way? I mean, how could you David and going to the public and doing things and putting so many people, and you look at yourself, I'm embarrassed. And we have to remember, even now, the Kadosh Baruch is looking down. Yes, we're Chotim, we're Rodfim sometimes. There's a certain Ahava that loves, the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. I think this message is so important for us really right now. It's a very difficult time that all of us are going through. For many of us, it is the first time ever that we're going to have a Seder without our children, without our grandchildren. We're going to be alone. Some of us have been mamash alone. I saw a beautiful, beautiful story. You know, I find sometimes that Gedolim do a certain action, and when they do it then, it's like, you don't even understand, and years later you say, wow, did he have this in mind? In February of 1988, the Rebbe's wife passed away. And it's told that every single Friday night, every Shabbos meal, every Yontif meal, the Rebbe and his wife would always have the meals together alone. So first Pesach, she's not there, and people are inviting him, you know, come to us. And you can imagine everyone inviting the Rebbe. They want to have the Rebbe come. And the Rebbe said, no, didn't want to. And they say that a bunch of yeshiva boys are sitting outside, and they're waiting. The Rebbe comes out for Eliyahu HaNavi, and Eli HaNavi, you know, he opens the door, and he's carrying a candle, and he waves to everyone and goes back inside. The Rebbe was sending a message. There's a Seder also by ourselves, and you're never by yourself. We're never by ourselves. We're part of Klal Yisrael. I mean, this is a time that we're all afraid. You're afraid, first of all, there's so many people you hear about, so many people are ill, and yet so many people you find out that were passed away, Rahman al-Islam. And every day is more and more, and I can't even listen to the TV, and I just can't even listen anymore. I can't even put on the... It's just like, all right, I'm not in charge. I can't do anything about it. So let me just sit and learn. Let me daven. Let me go to work. I'll do what I have to do. I can't be part of it anymore. I just feel like I have to walk away from all of it. But it's a very difficult time, but it's a time to be part of Klal Yisrael. It's a time to take the Yeshua, this idea of Pesach night, and to really implant it in our hearts. To really believe it. To mamish believe that this is the Aschala Geula, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was always there. There's always an Ava Shalem that Kodesh Baruch Hu has with us. It's a night for all sorts to understand how we have to have an Ava Shalema for our children, for our parents, for our friends, for all of Klal Yisrael. It never should be done because, oh, the guy's a big Talmud Chacham. He says, no, he's part of Klal Yisrael. That's enough. And for our children, Basher Husham, doesn't matter where they are. It doesn't matter what they do. You love a child because he's your child. The Kadosh Baruch Hu does that for us, and that's what we have to do for our children. And that's where we get the strength, the chizuk, to go on. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Matzilenu Miyada. That's what we're singing. I want to have Tzvi Schwartz to start singing. He said, maybe we could all just unmute it and we'll sing it together. He says, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. So we're not going to do it. V'akadosh Baruch, unless you want to do it, Tzvi, you can sing it for us. V'akadosh Baruch Hu Matzilenu Miyadam. What we're saying in that song is, it's the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not a Malach, Lo Sraf, no one else, no Shliach. It's always the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's there. Rabbi Say, thank you. He wrote some that it's Chodesh Nisan. It should be Chodesh of Nisan in the flows. We should wake up soon. It should also be Refu Shlema for everyone. And somehow we should find a Refua, and we should be able to go back into our normal lives. Chakosh v'sameach. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's me. Go ahead. You know, I even have a music thing. I could. Someone said I could.